my name is Mansi, and I am obsessed with unearthing every little secret about parenting, babies, business, and wellness that will help you navigate through all the questions you always wanted to ask, but didn't know who to. I'm a simple woman from the maximum city who quit her high-paying marketing job to start India's most trusted discovery platform for parents after a six-month backpacking trip with her two-year-old daughter. We just rupees 10,000. I now run a seven-figure online business with kidstoppress.com and connect with over 10 million parents a month. I share our favorites every single day on the website and on our social media so you can have the best moments with your children and leave the discovering to us. Think of this as your play date with a fellow mom over wine or coffee who loves her kids but also needs her happy ass without them. Shy away from the real talk? No ways. Whether it's money, business, failure, baby, sex, or frustrations of not keeping it all together, we've got you covered. So now grab your tea, sit cozy, and stay tuned for another stellar episode of Keep It Real podcast by KidStopRest.com. Every parent today wants their child to be super successful in academics, brilliant with their concepts, and intelligent with their thinking. There's no denying it. But amidst the rat race to improve our child's IQ, are we working enough on their EQ, emotional quotient, parents? Today, we're going to talk about why is it important to raise emotionally intelligent children, how to do it, and why do we need to start early? Did you know, according to a report by the World Economic Forum, emotional intelligence is listed as one of the top 10 skills required for success at the workplace? Well, for starters, what is emotional intelligence? Emotional intelligence helps children understand and manage their own emotions while also relating to others' feelings. So why is this skill essential for our preschoolers? Simple. At this tender age, developing EQ is vital because it forms the basis of their future social interactions, problem-solving abilities, the overall mental well-being. In short, helping them connect to your emotional side better results in better behaved children rather than resorting to stricter, impractical disciplining methods. Also, I'm reminded of my conversation with Dr. Swati Popat on a very valid point she made about screens are robbing our children of processing their emotions the right way. When they cry, we give them a phone. When they're bored, we give them an iPad. This way, the kids inadvertently connect screens and devices to their emotional needs, she says. And as a parent, I realize how true that is. What can I do to make them understand better? Instead of a simple yes or no or a right or wrong, help your children by identifying or labeling the emotion so they can connect with how they feel about it. For example, saying a simple no to a toy they demand at the store isn't going to help you solve the actual problem. Would only result in more tantrums, and you know how messy they can get? I'm sure you do. For example, talk to your little one saying, I know how much you wanted to buy that toy, that stuffed monkey, but we already have another one at home and isn't really necessary. I'm sorry, would you want me to help you with something else? Or would you want to help mama carry these bags home instead? This way they feel acknowledged. So that is step one. They feel in control of their emotions. And once they realize that, in no time, they will snap out of it and laugh with you. Not convinced? Here are some reassuring statistics and studies that validate why you need to work on your child's emotional intelligence. A study published in the Journal of Applied Developmental Psychology found that children with higher levels of emotional intelligence are less likely to experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Studies have also shown that children with higher emotional intelligence tend to have more positive and fulfilling relationships with their peers, teachers, and family members. Children who can control their emotional reactions are better equipped to handle stress and frustration, make sound decisions, and solve problems effectively. Isn't that what we're all working towards, parents? To help our kids understand themselves and the world around them in a better fashion. And that's why you need to get them started early on. When they understand what emotions are, when mama's happy, when Didi is sad, when papa's angry, they are like wet clay at this age. And the things they see, learn, observe, not just at home, but in schools also leaves a deep, deep, deep impact on them. And it's such a welcome sign to see that children today will not be learning topics just from books, but from actual learning environments that schools today provide them. Pothar Prep is one such school that stresses the importance of children's holistic development and not just their academic skills. The early childhood programs at Pothar Prep, including playgroup, nursery, junior kindergarten, senior kindergarten, are designed to work on children's emotional and social development alongside their language and literacy skills. And these start much earlier, even at the preschooler level, which makes it more special and more relevant in today's competitive world. As a parent who's listening to this, here's what you can do to build your child's EQ. Make sure you set the right example of handling your emotions the right way with your kids. Help them label or identify their emotions instead of shutting them down. Acknowledging it is vital. Don't just stop at identifying. Help them regulate also. If you find your kid is sad or angry, help them overcome the emotion. Teach them simple strategies like deep breathing or calming down to handle the situation better. Remember that developing emotional intelligence takes time and each child is unique. Keep your lines of communication open, provide a safe and nurturing environment, and most importantly, love and support your child unconditionally.
As always, if you love this episode, don't feel shy from sharing your favorite moments and key takeaways from this episode with a screenshot and tag us on Instagram. It's @Mansi.Zaveri and @Kids.Press.